Captain's log, stardate 9529.1. This is the final cruise of the Starship Enterprise under my command. This ship and her history will shortly become the care of another crew. To them and their posterity will we commit our future. They will continue the voyages we have begun and journey to all the undiscovered countries, boldly going where no man, where no one has gone before.
Catapult of propaganda. The truth out there.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military-industrial complex.
The highly funded yet unofficial government agency. Take the red pill.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier.
From a homie craftsman-style bunker somewhere on the 39th parallel, it's PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. And did you say homie or homemade?
Homie. Well, it might have been homemade, too, based on what we learned about this place.
I think it probably was. Well, welcome, everybody. We are so happy to be here. Let's see. This is Sunday, the 13th
yes,
of July.
Yes, it is. 7/13 of 08. And this is going to be a blather that we've been thinking about for quite some time, mm-hmm. and will be a...
This could go anywhere.
It could go anywhere, but there is one place we definitely know for sure that it's going to go, and we've been thinking about this and talking about this for some time. This will definitely be a unique show in the history of PID Radio.
And we may as well tell you up front, it's our last one.
Yeah.
I think that's the kindest way to do it.
Just to, yeah.
Rather than at the end say, oh, by the way, this is the last show.
Right. And so we're going to spend a lot of time today maybe talking about why we've done this over the last 3+ years and then also talking about why we've decided to move on to other projects and leaving you with some references to some of the sources of information that we find invaluable and also referring you to some other programs that are out there and available on the web now that were not there when we started 3 years ago that have sort of, I don't want to say picked up the mantle or carried the torch.
They've done their own things.
Exactly.
But it's so exciting to see it. You know, you and I have said so many times that this is not about us. It's mm-hmm. about the Lord, and He is moving all kinds of people to do His will on this earth. And that's one of the reasons that you and I feel so comfortable
in making this decision,
saying, okay,
right.
We're done. We've done our thing. Not that we're stopping and we're going to continue. The Lord has things in mind for us. But this phase is coming to a close.
Right. It would be ego-driven, to say the least, if we were to continue on, assuming that we were somehow an essential part of the spiritual war, or that we were indispensable. You know, God has led us in this direction, and we've been so humbled by the responses that we've gotten over the last 3 years from people who've heard things that motivated them to think, motivated them to rethink. But the fact is, now, there are other people out there. The Holy Spirit doesn't need us, in particular, doing this particular thing in order to work whatever plan He has in mind.
Well, that is the truth. And you and I have said many times what we do not want this to be is about us.
Right.
And the truth is that over 3+ years, and it's actually been 3.33 years, which I think is so funny. Here it is on the 13th and 3.33 years later. We really have covered just about everything at least twice, if not three times.
Right.
And The archives will remain online as long as our bank account is there. And, you know, whether we're here on this earth or not, mm-hmm. and we've got it set up so that it automatically renews and everything. So those archives will be there as long as the Lord allows them to be there. So you can listen to those shows right. that we've done in the past over and over and over again, but there's no point in us, in our having the guests on to say the same thing again when there are so many other radio shows out there now that are doing this kind of thing. Let them create their shows. Let them do their thing for the Lord.
Yeah. And we will, going forward, kind of reorganize the PIDradio.com website in order to make it easier to find shows about specific topics. We have been categorizing them as we've gone along, but we've not made a priority, at least not to this point, of making it easy to go in and say, gosh, I wanted to hear that show about Dominionism that Tom Horn did.
We set up like a nice supermarket.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have that available here in the next few weeks. And over the last
the
couple of weeks.
The donut aisle will be the favorite.
Yes.
It's mine.
The Krispy Kreme aisle. Yeah. We've been going and uploading the archives that we hadn't uploaded back to the website after we took things down a year ago. So I've gotten back through the end of February 2006. And we'll have more up there by the time this show hits the airwaves later, because the audio's there. I just need to put the show notes back. And that's what's taking a little while, because actually I want to go through and leave the show notes as close to intact as possible. And some of the links to the articles have changed over the last 2 years and other things. So it's taking a little while to get those up to date. But as Sharon said, we've covered the topics that we wanted to cover, and in some cases more than once. We never intended this to become a cottage industry. We didn't, and we certainly never intended for this to be a weekly dose of adrenaline for the people who download the show.
No.
We never intended for this to be a show about stoking and provoking fear, because fear is not of the Lord. Some people actually have questioned how serious we are about this, because we laugh a lot. But
we do, but we laugh a lot because we know how it ends.
Right.
We have such trust in the Lord and know that He is in control. Therefore, you know, I've always said, if you are in the Lord's hand, nothing gets to you that He doesn't allow. Mm-hmm. And if He's allowing it, then, you know, go with it.
Exactly. It doesn't mean it's going to be a fun ride. We are certainly not supporters of the name it and claim it preachers who believe, or to teach rather, that God intends for all of us to be happy, healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's not scriptural. But ultimately, as Sharon said, we've read the end of the book and we know how it all turns out. All of us are eternal beings, whether we feel that way or not. After doing some yard work today, boy, I sure feel a lot less than eternal. But the fact is we are. And our final destination is secure if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so with that knowledge in hand, we can laugh. We can laugh. Yes, there are perpetrators of some vile things who are probably going to skate in this time-space continuum. But remember, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay.
That's right.
It may not be in the time frame that we humans want, but God is just. We've got the evidence. Well, go off
You're
and do apologetics.
You're shaking the poor little lamp over there, honey.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little worked up here. So anyway, that's why we've taken the approach we have. We think it's fairly well run its course. The topics we wanted to cover basically are these. We started with the premise that the Bible is a true and accurate record of what happened as God brought forth His people into the world and protected them, and through His people brought forth a deliverer for all who would call upon the name of Jesus Christ and accept Him as Lord and Savior. We start from that. So we've never really been an apologetics ministry.
We leave that to other people.
Right. There are other ministries out there that do a far better job at that than we'd be capable of doing. So we started with that as a premise. But from there, I think the things that we explored and the things that we've learned over the last couple of years, at least the things that I've learned over the last couple of years, which were just really eye-opening, the end times deception that is coming our way, and how the paranormal world and the way it's presented to us by our culture today is feeding into this end times end game by the enemy. How do UFOs, aliens, hunting ghosts, how does all that play into the deception that is being spun for the unwary out there? And sadly, too many of the unwary are sitting in the pews on Sunday mornings.
Isn't that awful? Yeah, mm-hmm. You and I talk about that a lot, too. Well, you know, if you could live in our home, you would essentially hear this show all day long, 24 hours a day, practically, because this is a conversation we have all the time. Mm-hmm. And we've just really enjoyed the last 3-plus years being able to sit here and talk to friends that we've, you know, wonderful people we've met from all around the world.
Amen.
Some fellow believers. Some of you aren't fellow believers yet.
Our prayer is that
you will realize that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. But you know what? No matter where you are, no matter who you are, we've all come together for God's purposes.
Yes, there are, and this was a sermon that we heard a couple of years ago, and I forget in which church, and I'm sorry, I can't remember which of the fine pastors that we've had over the last few years talked about this, but it basically talked about how everyone that you meet in any given day is a divine appointment whether you know it or not, whether you feel up to it or not, God has brought that person, you know, the person at the bakery, the person mm-hmm. at the gas station, people that I meet on the telephone in the course of a business day, all divine appointments. And God has placed us together, or at least allowed us to cross paths for his ultimate purposes. What they are, we don't know. But you're right. Some of the people that we've met, all of the people that we've met, for one reason or another, over the last 3+ years, has just really been a wonderful education, wonderful experience, and just a real blessing.
Well, you know, we started this out in March of 2005, and you and I, you've heard this story before if you've listened to us for a while. You and I were told by our publishers, mm-hmm. you need to do something to expand the reach of your books so people understand why you're writing, especially the fact that at that time, our books were marketed solely in the Christian market.
Right.
And frankly, Christian book sellers didn't get us. I'm not sure they still get us even now, but we fall into the cracks. We're not secular. We're not Christian. You know,
right.
We're just somewhere in between. We are Christians. It's just our take sometimes appears to be secular.
We don't write CBA fiction.
Well, you know, many people do, and I'm not going to knock CBA
no.
fiction. It's just that we don't fit easily into their categories. And when you're a bookseller, you need to categorize your books. Well, anyway,
right.
that aside, we started out trying to explain why we write the way we do. And we did a few radio shows, and then we just said, well, let's mm-hmm. just do our own, because podcasting at the time was really new.
Yeah.
And we're geeks to the max, and with our Macs, and we decided that we would give it a try and figure out how to do it. And we went through a digital camera, and we had this weird setup.
Yeah.
And boy, it was just the most awkward thing. But the Lord kept telling us, this is what I want you to do. Do it and use what you have. The use what you have is a message we heard over and over again. And here on this last show, it's a message I'm still hearing. And it's not just to me. It's a message for the church. I really believe this.
Hmm.
He is saying, use what I have given you. Many of you listening to this right now have mandates from the Lord, and you're either not listening to it, ignoring it, or you think for some reason you're not equipped to do it. And I'm here to tell you, he's already equipped you to do it. Now get off your duff and go do it. Ooh.
Now you're shaking the plant.
I know. Sorry about that. I just suddenly had to say that. Sorry about that. But you know, that's how I feel. And, you know, for those of you who are now thinking, well, you guys are giving up. No, no.
No.
Oh, no. Hardly. We're closed. One door is closing in our ministry, and another is opening. And that doesn't mean that we've suddenly had some big offer from somewhere.
Oh,
no, it's
being.
Just that it's been, it's made, we have prayed and prayed about this for months and months. Over the last year, we have really been agonizing, and finally, it was so clear to both of us. Okay, door's closing. But you know what? We can, you know how when you're standing in a hallway and one door closes and you can feel the fresh air coming, you know, it's like a change in the air pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That another door has opened. That's what I keep feeling. Another door is opening. And I get the feeling that it's going to have to do with the writing we're doing, that it's going to go in a different direction or a new level or something. But we definitely are not going away. We're not quitting.
The websites will stay online, peeringintodarkness.com, PIDradio.com, our individual sites.
I started updating the news yesterday on peeringintodarkness.com.
So in fact, one of Sharon's pieces was picked up by spiritdaily.com, which is an online site dealing with topics, religious topics. And suddenly she went from,
we got a lot of new visitors.
About a 20-fold increase, yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot of new visitors, and I just want to say hello. If you're listening to PID Radio right now and you're going, oh my goodness, I just found them and they're leaving. You know, we've got some amazing shows in the archives. Please go. And once we get them put into a nice little,
right.
you know, easy to navigate a list of topics, go in there and just have a great time.
Right. And
not because of us, but because of our guests.
No, exactly right. And getting back to why we're moving on to other areas, it's because, again, we didn't want this and never wanted for this show to become
All About Us.
All About Us. A cult of personality, if you will. Maybe that's overstating it a little bit, but people who tune in, I mean, you know, okay, fine. We are very honored that some people find our banter.
We're sort of the Brad and Angelina.
Well, I don't know about that. More like the Ozzy and Harriet of the conspiracy set, I suppose, or alternative media. But again, our point was never to market
like
ourselves.
Like the Addams Family or something.
Yeah, there we go.
No, we are just Mr. and Mrs. Average, believe me.
Yeah, and so through this, this has given us the opportunity to explore some areas that we thought are really not discussed nearly often enough by mainstream Christianity. Most churches don't adequately teach Bible 101 in churches, frankly, and a lot of this stuff is beyond Bible 101. When you start getting into deliverance ministry, as we talked with Russ Dizdar many times, you start talking about divine counsel, and those shows with Mike Heiser just went back up into the archives. We talked about the shows that we did on prophecy with amazing and original thinkers like Patrick Heron and Peter Goodgame and David W. Lowe and Rick Wiles and some of the other shows we did during Prophecy Month a couple of years ago.
Those are back up and online.
And
they're
those will
amazing.
Be organized and organized according to topics so that you can go back and listen to those. The shows with Dominionism that we did with Tom Horn, a three-part interview on Dominionism, I think is one of the key. Also the shows with Paul and Philip Collins, which fit into the Dominionism. So they did the show on the Council on National Policy. Those are key because I really feel, as Tom does and as Paul and Philip do, that... Well, let's lay it out there. One of the greatest threats to Christian American Christians today may well be the pastor that you follow. And I'm sorry if that shakes your plants.
Well, it's going to offend some people, but the fact is that there are some pastors out there who should not be in the pulpit.
And they're preaching a different gospel.
Because that man or that woman doesn't believe Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. I know this for a fact.
Well, yeah, you talked privately about some of the things that you listened to when you were singing in that beautiful church congregation.
I've been in a lot of churches in my lifetime. I have probably been in 500 churches. I've been in a lot of churches. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of sermons. And I've heard a lot of bad theology.
Yeah. And that is an area that we covered to some extent on PID Radio, not from the apologetics aspect, but from the dangers of where that will lead. And I, if I can recommend at least one series of interviews, and I think there are some really, and again, not because of us, but because of the guests, some really important interviews that are in the PID Radio archives. That series that Tom Horn did on Dominionism is right at the top of the list because you go back and listen, because he thinks that, and with the study I've been doing the last couple of weeks, I believe he's right. Dominionism is a heresy. It is a heresy. It's not just an over-political version of Christianity. It is a heresy through which the Antichrist may well find the ground prepared for him, and many unwitting Christians sitting in the church on Sunday mornings will be drawn into the camp of the Antichrist.
You know, it's really interesting. You and I have talked over the last few days about what's going on in the world politically. And it's like watching a game of Risk being played. On the one side, you see the Dominionists. On the other side, you see the likes of Ahmadinejad, who approaches eschatology from a different standpoint altogether. But they're very similar. The Dominionists believe that they have to conquer the governments, you know, win the governments in order to win Christianity to the world and set up the kingdom for Jesus Christ to return. Some in Islam believe that the way to immanentize the eschaton, I just had to say it, the way to bring their version of Jesus Christ, so to speak,
their Mahdi
back is to basically kill enough people that he comes back. Dominionism paves the road through essentially overturning governments through NGOs and that sort of thing. So politically I'll think of it here in a minute. Sorry about that. And Ahmadinejad's group, they want to just send out their soldiers and kill as many, especially in Israel. And we are watching, like I said, that game of Risk as soldiers are being placed. And I think that's one of the reasons that I really don't think we're going to be here that long, that much longer. And that's why it is so important, if the Lord is telling you to do something, that you obediently do it. And if you don't know how, if for instance, here's something. Some of you out there may be sitting there, and the Lord may be telling you, you know what, this PID radio thing, I want you to take that torch. I want you to start doing something like that. I have given you something to say, and I'm going to bring people to you, you know, and I want you to start doing an internet radio show. But you may be thinking, I have no idea how to do that. Well, we were in that boat too.
Mm-hmm.
We can help you with that.
Right. If you need any technical help, and we've done this a couple of times in the past, people who have contacted us and said, how do I encode the MP3?
Mm-hmm.
What software do I use in order to mix the show? If you
don't
need
a whole lot of money. You just need a computer and access to the internet and just a couple of other things, $100 worth of equipment at the most.
At the most. And sometimes that's not even, if you've got most computers anymore are already equipped with and a built-in microphone. It's not the greatest sounding in the world, but it works.
Exactly.
There are services online, and we'll talk about one here in a minute, you know, Blog Talk Radio, that will allow you for free to access and do their show. And all you need for that is a telephone, because you call into their service at a certain time, and they record it, and they archive it.
And I bet everybody listening has a telephone.
Probably so. The odds are that if you're listening to this through your computer, you probably have enough processing power, and there is free software available out there that will let you produce it on your own if you so choose. So that is something that maybe we can, you know, offer. Send us an email. The email addresses are at the website, radio@peeringintodarkness.com. We'll get you to both of us, and we can certainly pass along the lessons that we've learned over the last few years about the technical side of it. The shows that have picked up that we respect out there. Kind of want to run through some of these now. I'm trying to gauge our time here, but I don't want to wait too long in the show where we rush through and leave some people out. So I want to go through some of these shows and just talk about them. And again, most of these, with one notable exception, were not around when we started doing PID radio several years ago. The one, of course, who's sort of the granddaddy of internet radio and the alternative media is Visigoth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a fellow who's been doing this for quite a while and has really accumulated an impressive body of work.
Mm-hmm.
He's a unique fellow. He approaches his topics with passion, with the attitude of a guy raised on the streets of New Jersey, just across from the former Twin Towers. And so he's got the Jersey accent going. He's got that beer drinking. Visigoth is an intellectual for the beer drinking set, and I mean that in the best possible sense.
Oh, you bet.
He's accessible. He's fun to listen to, but he takes his topics and his research very, very seriously. And at the end of last year, he had announced that he was taking a break from doing From the Grassy Knoll, which is his long-running radio show. Started on a low-power station in Florida, moved to the internet. It was through Visigoth that we first heard of the Collins brothers, that we first heard of Russ Dizdar, and a number of other folks that we've not had the opportunity to interview, but those two in particular, we probably would not have heard had it not been for Visigoth. He has now picked up and is doing Beyond the Grassy Knoll. And he's doing this via the internet. He and by the way, that show airs live. You can listen to it live and call into the show. He's moving beginning this coming week, July 15th. He's going to 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. And if you're listening elsewhere in the world, that's GMT minus 5. So that gives you an idea there. 2200 to 2400 GMT minus 5. And we'll put links to all of these, by the way, in the show notes at PIDradio.com.
I don't know if this gentleman's on your list. I'm betting he is. But when you said granddaddy of all of this, the first person I thought of, and I thought you were going to say his name, was Michael Corbin, someone who's recently passed away. He left an incredible body of work. And I my prayer is that those archives are still online. He interviewed just about everybody
right. Who
is anybody in the alternative media and in 9/11 Truth Movement. I mean, seminal series with Father Malachi Martin with Indira Singh. Gosh, the Collins brothers were on there over and over. I mean, Michael
William
Corbin.
William H. Kennedy.
Oh, gosh, yes. He really, he opened doors to so many scholars and researchers and whistleblowers, excuse me, that he is so missed.
The only reason I didn't mention him first is because, again, he did pass back in March, and I don't know that his archives are available online.
We'll try to find that out, but do a search for Michael Corbin, and perhaps you can find his archives.
And you're right, because he started with the Paranet Continuum back years ago. He was nationally syndicated for a while.
He was the one who pioneered all of this, I think.
Yeah. So... And another guy who's been at this a long time, and I shouldn't slight him because he's been doing this for, oh gosh, you know, nearly 20 years, is Dave Emery and his program For the Record. Now, Dave Emery does not approach his topic from a Christian perspective, but his research is meticulous, and he has done amazing work in a few areas, but primarily in tracking the existence and the continued operations of what he calls the Underground Reich. I think most of us who know anything about World War II think that at the end of World War II, we caught all the bad Germans, the Nazis, excuse me, and prosecuted them at the Nuremberg trials, and that was the end of it. Such is not the case. Many of them escaped. Many of them escaped through the assistance of the intelligence services of the United Kingdom and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some with the assistance of the Vatican. This Underground Reich not only went underground and continued operations, it continues operations to this very day. Now, when you consider that, and we did a couple of shows on this, the connections between the Nazis of the 1930s and 40s and the modern radical Islamic movement, I mean, all you need to know to document that link is just do a Google search for Nazi salute and Hezbollah, or Nazi salute and Hamas, or Nazi salute and Fatah. They all use it, and there's no Islamic or Arabic precedent for it. They got it because their leaders, their founders, were trained by members of the SS. Dave Emery has been tracking this for over 20 years. His archives are online. He produces a new show every week. He's got a podcast through radio station WFMU in New Jersey. And we'll put links to all of those in the show notes because that's 1 hour a week that is thoroughly researched, documented, and he's got online books that you can download. Just an excellent, excellent show and source of information. Again, not approaching it from a Christian perspective, but...
No, but I think it's healthy to take a look at that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Guy Malone, last week's guest, he's now doing his own weekly radio show, 2 hours a week. Called Live from Roswell, interestingly enough. That is every Saturday night from...
He's the perfect person to do that.
Well, he is, and I think God put him in that place for a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right there in the heart of the UFO end times deception. Because, let's face it, Roswell, New Mexico is the mecca for ufologists in the United States. And that show airs every Saturday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. He podcasts that as well, so if you missed the show live, you can download, listen to it later. Russ Dizdar, one of our favorite guests, a guy who's seen the enemy up close in many, many cases. He's doing his own radio show through Blog Talk Radio. He broadcasts the preemption, well, it's called the preemption broadcast, every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., Eastern Time. But again, because Blog Talk Radio podcasts automatically, if you don't stay up that late, you can download it and listen to it at your convenience. Future Quake.
We were just on that show recently, and Dr. Future started podcasting almost the exact same day we did. I think he was about a week later.
Yeah. He was broadcasting on a public radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, for several years.
That's right. He wasn't podcasting. He was
broadcasting live.
Traditional...
Right. But all of his archives are available online, so you can go back through and download the MP3 files and listen to them at your convenience. He is beginning to podcast. He is podcasting now. In fact, through the help of David W. Lowe. who we'll talk about in a moment. So his show is now available as a podcast. It's also broadcast 5 days a week on a radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, 4:30 in the afternoon.
Which is an amazing gift to the Lord. I mean, that it's not a Christian station, is it?
Yes, it is.
That's right. It is a Christian station.
But it's interesting because Dr. Future and his sidekick, Tom Bionic, tackle the same sorts of questions and issues that we do. So, and it's on a station that is, for the rest of the day, pretty much your standard lineup of Christian teaching mm-hmm. programs.
Very conservative.
Right. And then suddenly you've got Tom Bionic and Dr. Future talking about aliens, UFOs, international banking conspiracies, and things like that,
uh-huh.
which you would not normally hear.
No, but it's so encouraging because we did not see anything like that 3+ years ago when we started.
No.
It's come a long way.
No. I had a couple of opportunities to broadcast on a Christian station in St. Louis. as sort of a fill-in host on Saturday afternoons, which was an opportunity for them to try to find new talent. And on the three shows that I did, I invited in Patrick Herron, Mike Heiser, and Guy Malone. And after the Guy Malone interview, they never asked me back again.
Oh.
So we highly recommend Mike Bennett, a.k.a. Dr. Future in Future Quake. Here's a show, a couple of young men. In fact, we interviewed King Wells.
Yeah.
Some time back on PID Radio. And King Wells has gone on with his brother Keith, I believe, to produce a show weekly called Teotihuacan Radio. And
the end of the world
The end of the world as we know it. It's a weekly show. And looking back over the shows that he's done over the last, gosh, he's been doing this over a year now, he has really compiled a series of fascinating interviews dealing with the same type of topics that we've been doing at PID Radio. So, again, I would highly recommend King and The End of the World as We Know It Radio for just another perspective on the same topic, but also very scripturally based. We mentioned David W. Lowe. He is podcasting now.
Wonderful.
David W. Lowe, the author of Earthquake Resurrection and the follow-up book, Then His Voice Shook the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
He now is producing the Earthquake Resurrection podcast. You can find the link at the website, earthquakeresurrection.com. And recently we became affiliated with the Revelations Radio Network, which is essentially an online collection of like-minded podcasters who are producing shows, and you can find them all in one location. In addition to PID Radio, you've got the gentleman coordinating it all, Frank Lordy, does a show with Chris White called The Frank and Chris Show. And a number of other shows there. Russ Dizdar's podcast is available there. Guy Malone also made available the audio from the Ancient of Days conferences, which can be downloaded through the Revelations Radio Network.
That is, you know, that's an essential.
Yeah.
You really have to listen to those.
Right. So, and there's a link to, on our site already to the Revelations Radio Network. But again, all of these things we'll be putting in the show notes at PIDradio.com.
You know, and I think I want to put together, before you go on with your list, is, and I'll work on this week, putting together the essentials. Books that you need to have on your shelf. If you haven't read them already,
right.
See if you can get a copy, if they're available. Some mm-hmm. of the books that need to be on that shelf are no longer in print. So
yeah.
You may have to just find a used one.
Yeah, but certainly Earthquake Resurrection would be in there.
Mm-hmm.
Red Moon Rising. Then His Voice Shook the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Dave Flynn's book,
Cydonia. Dave Flynn's, right. Yeah, Cydonia is one that's not in print.
I know, it's out of print.
Yeah. And again, we're going to tease you and tell you that David Flynn's got a new book that's coming.
Can't even tell you the title.
Can't even tell you the title, but it is mind-boggling. So
I spent all last week boggled.
Well, you've been reading it pretty closely and carefully.
I've read it twice now, and it isn't. I'm going to read it a third time.
I'll put a link to David Flynn's website, the Watcher website, which is a good source of online information
mm-hmm.
about these topics and about some of the more esoteric connections that tie together this universe in which we live.
And you know what? If there's a book, once I get this put together, if you know of a book that should be on that list, I'll put a little note there. How to email me and. I'll read the book. I don't put anything out there I haven't read, by the way.
Yeah, and books that we don't agree with. And yeah. there may be some that we don't agree with 100%, but I think...
Oh, I don't agree. It's rare that I find any book other than the Bible that I agree with 100%. Yeah. I may not like everything that it's in the Bible, but I know that it's all true. Let's
yeah.
put it that
yeah.
way.
Oh, this love your enemy thing? Oh, come on. Aren't there any exemptions?
Oh, gosh. Turn that other cheek. I don't know.
Yeah. So, well, speaking of online information, there are other sources that we go to for the written word, which is where we're going to be focusing more of our efforts mm-hmm. Here.
I've been doing that for the last couple of months, and the Lord has made it very clear to me that that's the direction I'm to go into, and I'm going into not just fiction, but nonfiction, and I think you're going to be doing that too, aren't you?
Yes, and I think
we can't tell you much more than that,
right,
because
the project's not
we've
been
sworn to
announced
secrecy
yet.
And
but yeah, working on something nonfiction right now, which is an outgrowth of the interviews that we've been doing, because mm-hmm. there are just some of these issues that have really impressed on me as being really critical.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get sidetracked.
No, don't.
One of the clues to me that I was being led in another direction was that I found. Whereas in the past, on my personal blog, where I would see a news article that would catch my attention and I'd want to comment on it, and I would, you know, add one or two sentences to an excerpt of from the story, and that was my blog post. Link to the story and, you know, some kind of snarky remark like, can you believe they're doing this? But lately, and I found this to be happening more consistently over the last couple of months, I feel more compelled to write longer pieces, you know, 1,000 words, 1,500 words, mm-hmm. instead of, you know, 20 words plus a link to a news article.
20 words and a snark.
Yeah, 20 words and a snark. And so I think that is a good thing, because for a long time there, for the last couple of years, I have really not felt compelled to write, or kept finding excuses not to write. And now I feel like I have to get mm-hmm. in there, and I have to write about certain things that are really...
I think the Lord's been telling you and me for a while that writing, especially in nonfiction, is something that He has in mind for us. And that's why I say, if the Lord is telling you something, you know, you really need to pay attention to it. But, you know, speaking of snark.
Yeah. Oh, I do need to, can't leave him off the list of recommended podcasts.
No, I bet he was next.
Well, there are a couple. Of course, the Snarky Avenger, Taylor Kent, who was here in the bunker just a couple of weeks ago.
And he's welcome back anytime.
That is right. Doors are always open.
He and his lovely missus.
He produces the Snarky Avenger podcast, which is a look at culture from a Christian perspective. And... it's not as, say, heavy insofar as the research goes into some of the theological topics that we've discussed, but I think in its own way it's every bit as important, because it's the guys like Snark and the people that he's interacting with, and a couple I had the opportunity to meet at the MoCon up in Indianapolis a few weeks ago, Winston Crutchfield, who does the Mind Spike podcast and blog. Are interacting with the culture on a like Paul on Mars Hill. Mm-hmm. They're going where those people are mm-hmm. and talking their language. Game designers, game players, horror fiction fans, horror film fans, things of that nature. People that are into graphic novels.
I know, and again, that's a category that doesn't fit in neatly in the CBA setting. And once again, I'm not detracting from CBA. I think that's an incredible organization. And boy, I'll tell you what, over the decades that they've been around, they have brought Christian literature to the forefront, whereas it was really relegated to the back stalls
right.
of regular bookstores. So praise the Lord for Christian bookstores. But what we do, if you don't fit, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. And that's why Taylor and others have put together what they call the Misfit Christians Network, and I think that's an apt name, because there are those of us out here who do appreciate a good science fiction story or a good monster movie from time to time, but the church culture most of us find ourselves in would condemn that because it's not scriptural. Well, yeah, okay, a lot of it isn't scriptural, but that's where the rest of our families and friends are wallowing and soaking.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't know anything about that, we can't talk to them and relate to them in any kind of a one-to-one way.
Mm-hmm.
And so Taylor Kent, the Snarky Avenger, and others are like, well, Maurice brought us, the sinister minister up there in Indianapolis, who put on MoCon, are interacting with...
he's the Mo from MoCon.
That's right. Are interacting with the culture in a very unique and different way.
There's also a show called... Oh, gosh, I don't have it written down. I can't see your list, so I don't know if it's on there. It's The Studio Upstairs. Is that what it's called?
The Studio Upstairs. Thank you for reminding
Husband
me.
Husband-wife team that are involved in film production, I think.
They were. They had you on their show just about a year and a half ago?
Well, yeah, it's been a while back, but you know what? They are definitely worth a listen, and I hope they're still doing their show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a great show, and they're the same kind of thing. They're in the middle of a culture that is very anti-Christ.
Mm-hmm. And it's a difficult place to be because, as we found with the fiction that we write, you know, both sides are looking at it and saying, this isn't really what we're looking for. It doesn't quite fit. But as you pointed out, whether it's fiction, film, or game design, audio drama, which is something that Taylor Kent and friends are getting involved in now, even if only one or two people listen to it, going back to the divine appointment thing, trust that it's the one or two people that God meant to hear or read or see that piece of work.
That's right.
And that's helped us not to get discouraged.
Well, and that's the truth. I mean, nowhere does God say, I'm going to, he didn't say to us, I want you to do a podcast and become famous.
Exactly,
he may have only had a dozen people, if the most, that he planned on, you know, hearing it and having any kind of a conversion in their life or being edified in any way. If the Lord is saying something to you, and I know I keep repeating this, but I got to tell you, it's heavy on my heart. If he's speaking to any of you, then please listen to it and obey, because the days of the internet being the way it is now, I think, are drawing to a close. It's going to become heavily regulated, and I believe it will be tiered. I think you're going to have the free internet and then the pay-to-play internet, and the free internet will be extremely slow and heavily regulated and heavily saturated with, you know, unwanted ads and spam and all kinds of stuff, and the really nice, clean streamline, why the NAFTA superhighway of internet commerce, that's going to be pay to play. And I have a feeling that you and I would not be allowed on it.
Or may not be able to afford it.
That's true.
So, well, we'll see. We're taking advantage of what's available to us now, and just pray that, you know, we get a little while longer yet to use these tools in order to spread the word. And speaking of tools and making use of them.
Picks, shovels, hose?
Well, no, electronic tools for education, edification. A really invaluable podcast is
The
Jesus Geek.
Maybe we're going to put it in a garden. Oh, the Jesus Geek, yes.
Yes, John Wilkerson, who just, by the way, just posted the interview with John that we did from the site of basically ground zero of Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yes.
At Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
He went down there.
Right. And
that's powerful.
Yeah, that was a powerful interview. And that's one of the, I think that was a lead into the first part of the three-part Tom Horn Dominionism interview, if I'm not mistaken. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes as well. But John has been podcasting on technical issues from the perspective of a Christian a Christian homeschooler. You know, he and his wife homeschool their children, and he's an IT guy by profession, so he knows whereof he speaks, and you'll get a lot of good information on how to use your computer and the various things you can use it for, and you'll get it with a Christian spin. So, spin's not the right word. You'll get it from the perspective of a Bible-believing Christian, which I think is very key. So John Wilkerson truly proving that the geeks shall inherit the earth, and we just count him. We just count ourselves blessed to call him a friend as well. There are a number of blogs out there. If you're looking for written information and maybe more in-depth written word on the things that we've talked about, we mentioned David W. Lowe. In addition to the Earthquake Resurrection podcast, he's also blogging now. You'll find that link at earthquakeresurrection.com. Dr. Lynn Marzulli, who we talked to a couple of weeks ago about the end time UFO alien deception, he is working on getting a blog together. It's not up there yet, at least not at the address that he gave. So we'll keep an eye on that. But, you know, as we go forward, and continue to update peeringintodarkness.com. You can bet that once we, and at PIDradio.com, we'll have links to all of these things.
We will. We'll probably put it in one of the sidebars, you know, right. Links to favorite radio programs.
So yeah, be sure that once Lynn Marzulli gets his blog online, we will have that there. Dr. Mike Heiser has not just one, not two, but four new blogs that he has posted. Actually, five, but he's taking one of them offline because five is just too many.
Is there one in each language that he can then read?
Actually, if he was doing one in each language he could read, there'd probably be about 17.
Oh, that's probably.
And because
true.
They'd be in cuneiform, and we wouldn't be able to read them. I'm not sure that you have keys, cuneiform keys on the keyboard.
Oh, no, anyway. No, not anymore.
But yeah, he's got a blog called Paleo Babble, which is devoted to the New Age hoo-ha. Countering the New Age hoo-ha, people like Zechariah Sitchin, you know, these archaeologists who go out and discover, well, what was the most recent discovery?
It was the stone, the Jesus stone, that was talking about someone who had been resurrected.
Right, Gabriel's revelation.
Yeah.
And
I love what he wrote about that.
Yeah, it was, he minces no words. He doesn't suffer academic sloppiness or or deception. Gladly. And
the Lord raised up some amazing men, and yep. He is right there at the top of my list.
Yeah, so Paleo Babble, definitely one to look at. UFO Religions is another one of his blogs, which deals with people like the Raelians and others mm-hmm. who are looking at UFOs as a theology instead of just as a scientific puzzle. Scribal Practices, that starts getting into some heavy lifting for real Bible scholars. I mean, guys who can read the original languages. Two Powers in Heaven, another, I think that's the one that he's going to pull back offline because he said that he had started writing a longer article and was using the blog to do it and just decided it was just too much to maintain. And then The Naked Bible.
I love that title!
Yeah. And that is possibly the most valuable of all of them because what he's doing with The Naked Bible is examining the Bible and what it really says. And whether our various denominations are basing our creeds and our beliefs and our traditions on what the Bible says. He also is tackling some of the difficult issues like biblical inerrancy. I mean, how far do you take the concept of inerrancy when you start getting into some really nitpicky little details like, women are supposed to wear their heads covered and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. He will address those from a scholarly perspective. And if that's something that interests you, again, that's one of all of those are linked from Mike's website. And boy, between that and his divinecounsel.com website with the scholarly papers that he's put up there about the fallen angels who rebelled against God and the whole divine counsel concept, that is foundational stuff. Of course, for other for updates on what's happening in the world around us, you can't beat Raiders News Network.
No, that Tom Horn is this amazingly busy guy
mm-hmm.
who is he's putting it all together. He has contacted dozens and dozens of experts in biblical issues from around the world, and mm-hmm. he's gathered them all there.
And he draws on his own experience mm-hmm. as a pastor, as someone who has had family members mm-hmm. who were abductees.
Yes.
So yeah. He's got some personal experience that
And he and Nita are darn good writers.
Yes, they are. I would put the Ahriman Gate and his new book, Nephilim Stargates, on that mm-hmm. list of essentials.
Yes.
So RaidersNewsNetwork.com, a good source for, and Donna, the editor who compiles all the, because you know from having done PeeringIntoDarkness.com and keeping up with the news on a daily basis, you know what a job it is.
It takes so many hours out of the day.
Right. So Donna, who's been doing this now for years at Raiders News Network, has made that a must-read site on a daily basis. Secondhand Smoke, the blog of Wesley J. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Who we've interviewed here on PID Radio. He's probably the leading writer on bioethics in the country, at least from the perspective of someone. Don't know that I'd call him a Christian. I really don't know where he stands as far as his beliefs. We didn't get into it on the show. But he certainly believes that human life has value simply because it is. All human life is precious and sacred. And sadly, there is a very strong tide that is washing across our universities here in the United States and across the rest of the world to redefine the value of human life, to calculate the value of human life based on its utility, based on its quality. Okay, well, this infant has spina bifida, is going to have a lousy quality of life, so therefore we have no moral restraint, no moral problems with terminating this child. You keep up with what's happening, not just with bioethics, but also transhumanism and posthumanism with Wesley J. Smith's blog, Secondhand Smoke. Deeper research and articles available at the Conspiracy Archive. Conspiracy Archives, where you find the collection of articles by Paul and Philip Collins, among other writers. Again, excellent research there, updated a couple times a week. And
you know who else is a great writer? And her stuff is at Reader's News Update, and we'll have some of her stuff in the near future, I think, at PID News, is Sue Bradley.
Sue Bradley is a
a consummate researcher. She knows her Bible. She knows the world. She knows politics. She knows how to write. And she has written a number of pieces on Dominionism and Washington and end times theology there at Reader's News. And boy, if you can find, I assume that there's a search box there at Reader's that you can to find her stuff. But if not, we can put a link to the first one. We think it should lead you to a page.
Right.
We'll see how that works.
Yeah,
Sue Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y.
Yeah, there's a page there that we'll put a link to. And on the left-hand side, there's a list of all of the authors who contributed pieces to Reader's News Network, including Sharon K. Gilbert. So, again, a valuable resource there. And, well, again, Paul and Philip Collins, what can we say? Those two young men have just done such yeoman's work in researching thoroughly and documenting what they write about, and their collection of work available at the Conspiracy Archive. A number of those articles also at Reader's News Network. And we recommend looking into what they've written, because they document, again, some very disturbing trends in the modern Christian church. Many American Christians being deceived by the leaders, the most prominent evangelical Christians, into following a heretical path to reconquer the world, to reclaim dominion over the earth, in advance of Jesus' second coming, and some would believe to prepare the way for Jesus.
Well, I think that essentially that's how they believe it, that their actions will actually precipitate in Christ's return, as if he can't do it without them.
Yeah, exactly. So those are some of the sources of information, both written word and audio, that we highly recommend. And again, we'll put all of those links together in the show notes at PIDradio.com. Moving forward, we've got some writing projects in the works, fiction and nonfiction. We can probably talk about the fiction.
Well, right now I'm working on, as you probably know, I'm working on the next book in the Laodicea Chronicles. It's about half done and about half baked, but it should be done sometime this fall, maybe even closer to Christmas, because it's a little delayed because these nonfiction projects have come up. So in order to get those cranked out on time, I've had to put aside some other projects, but working on that, which is Doctrines of Demons, and also going to just go ahead and write the fourth book in that series, Powers and Principalities, so I can just get it done and people can know how it all ends, because I know. I ended it a long time ago in my head, but you don't know yet.
Yeah, I know. And the cliffhanger at the end of
Book Two, Signs and Wonders.
Yeah, is pretty cliffy.
Oh, you're pretty wonderful. Well, we've got The God Conspiracy coming out for you soon.
Mm-hmm.
You've already written it. You're just editing it a little bit.
Right. And then pick back up on something I started a year and a half ago, tentatively titled The Osiris Key, which I think is it's another title that you came up with, so I know it's good. it is a compelling title. I just hope that the storyline leads up to it, lives up to the title. And I think it will. I've been finally motivated again to begin writing, and I'm going to bring in some of the characters from The God Conspiracy that I like. Again, the geeks who inherit the earth. Not literally, but they're characters that I like a lot because they remind me of me and my friends when we were in high school. So there's that. And I had gotten a start on the follow-up to Iron Dragons, set in the same world.
Because Iron Dragons was actually book one of a series that, you know, when you're a writer, you have all of these wonderful ideas, and then it's how do I find time to do them all, mm-hmm. especially in your case, because you have a day job. Iron Dragons is actually book one of the Saramond quests.
Right. And book two starts off with mysterious lights in the sky that result in something taking root on the planet, both physical and then spiritual, in a sense. It's not as overtly Christian as our other works are. I mean, Iron Dragons was not. I submitted it to a Christian publisher, in fact, and was told that that was the one hang-up they had with it. They didn't think it was overtly Christian enough. It was more allegorical. Well, okay, that's fine.
Say that to C.S. Lewis.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it wasn't what they were looking for. And, again, that's perfectly fine. So
I know. Anyway. I love you. The Iron Dragons is so good. Well, it is so good. And you just got to write another one. But you know what? We need more hours in our day.
That's true. And one of the other things we may do, which I've been kicking around, I've investigated, you know, how to go about submitting this material, may work on an audio version of Iron Dragons, just to put that out there, just for, you know.
We have lots of projects in mind. One of the things we do want to do is put together a recording studio in the basement, and that is going to take a little bit more equipment than we have. So
right.
We're praying that the Lord will show us how to do that on a shoestring, which is how he's helped us to do everything so far. And so we're just assuming that the plan is the same. Everything we do will be done on the shoestring budget he gives us.
Right.
That is not a complaint. Actually, it amazes me how the Lord... It's like that cruise of oil, Elijah and that widow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the little that we, you know, little extras that we have, how the Lord can just multiply that.
Yeah.
And it just seems to be non-ending.
So, and yeah, what it may result in is having to move the bunker to a quieter location. We're at a fairly busy intersection out here, and soundproofing the walls would probably take a little more resources.
It is. So, in fact, that's another thing we're in the midst of is... contemplating a move for the bunker here in town. Derek is still loving his job. It's a wonderful company to work for. Lord has been so good to bless us with that. But see what the Lord has in mind.
Yep. Well, you know, this isn't really a goodbye then. This is just a shifting of the gears.
It really is. It's just, okay, we'll shut this door, and now we're going to open it up over here. So everybody meet us over there.
Yeah, PID Radio will still be online. All the archives will be there. May even update the RSS feed for people who are just finding the show through iTunes. Part of our evil plan to spread our research throughout the internet, but we won't be producing new shows. I may at some point, just because, you know, again, it was my childhood dream to someday grow up and host a talk show, might do something like a blog talk radio show at some point down the road, but I don't plan to do it anytime soon.
No.
We've got a lot of writing to do.
No, because, you know, as you say, this is not about us as personalities. This
right.
is about getting the message out. Okay, we've done it 3+ years. We've gotten out the message we were burdened with in March of 2005. Now we're burdened with something else, so we're moving on.
Right. So, you know, keep checking in on the websites. Peeringintodarkness.com is really the hub for what we're doing. And anything that we do on PID Radio or on our sites will be there at peeringintodarkness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we get some of these projects closer to completion, of course, we'll post notes there. And as we see things that people that we respect and recommend do that we think are worth attention, we will certainly refer you to those through peeringintodarkness.com.
We will. And also we will, on the RSS feeds, we've talked about taking some of the old shows that we think are really important for that time frame
mm-hmm.
and putting that up as the most current show that we want people to listen to. So you don't have to listen to these in order.
Yeah.
There are some in the past that as we get close to the very real possibility of war with Iran, then I think that there are some shows that we need to revisit, things like that. But
some of the prophetic shows and things.
There are, yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, indeed.
So anyway, you'll know where to find us. We'll still be here. And again, we...
Right here on the 39th parallel.
That's right. We just keep moving back and forth along that line.
We do, but you know what? As long as I get to move with you, that's all that matters to me. And I just want to say, this has been the best 3+ years, 3.33 years of my life. not just because of the wonderful people that have been listening to us and writing to us and been faithful, but because I've gotten to do it with my favorite person on this whole wide world, and that is you.
That's how I feel.
I love you.
I love you. And we thank you for bringing us into your home through your whatever means over the last 3+ years. Again, we'll still be here, and you're welcome to join us on the forum. You'll find the link in the show notes to discuss anything that we raise or anything that catches your eye that you think is important.
And in the meantime, boy, you know what? May the Lord be with you. May He shine His face upon you, and may everything that you do be according to His will to honor and glorify Him.
Yeah. And until we meet again, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
Cutting-edge news and analysis on demand.
This is PID Radio.